We're going to find out about an art festival that's coming up next weekend. And joining me here in the studio is the person who created this whole thing, Susan Bartolucci. Good morning.
Hello. How are you, Barry?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for coming in today. And tell us first of all, once over lightly, what is the event we're talking about here?
All right. This is the second year for this event. It's a sister show to the American Folk Art Festival that ran at the Madonna Estate Winery for 10 years. And this sister show is the American Folk Art Holiday Festival, which focuses on art and antiques for the winter holidays, gifts, presents for yourself, home decor. And the purpose for starting this show and focusing on the holidays is, in the area, there are a lot of different shows that people can attend that are holiday shows. But what I wanted to do was focus on a holiday show that showcased work of working artists that have studios that are working all the time, and also antique vendors. And I thought, so it would be a unique, you know, combination. And we had a very successful year last year, and we're hoping for everyone to join us this year.
Mm-hmm. Before we get into more of who's going to be there and all, when and where does this take place?
It takes place Saturday, November 17th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it's such a short duration, but my philosophy is people that are really interested in seeing this type of show will come to the show and have plenty of time without having to fear maybe having it 3 or 4 days. It's also better for the artists and the vendors to have a one-day show. Mm-hmm. It's going to be held at Lucky Penny Community Arts Center.
I've heard of that.
Yes, well, that's the purpose of it, is to focus on not only a great theater season, but also community events. It's hard to find a place that has the ambiance and charm to hold an event, and Lucky Penny is that place.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1758 Industrial Way, Suite 208 in Napa, and we have a variety of rooms. It's kind of fun. We are actually having some tables and things with the people set up in where the stage is, and it has the ambiance of the theater. It's very dramatic. And we have the mirror room, which is kind of an interesting, like a Palace of Versailles type look. And it's fun. We have a full bar, so people, if they want to have a drink before they shop or maybe while they're shopping, we have that advantage. It's a no-host bar, and we also will have some snacks that you can purchase. And in that you're in the Napa Valley, we have lots of areas, restaurants close by that people can take, mm-hmm. have lunch or breakfast mm-hmm. before they come in.
Yeah, but easy to park, close to the door and everything.
Exactly.
And doors open at 10. So for folks who haven't been to this before, is it a certain style of artist that you invite, or is it a mixture of styles?
Well, the emphasis, I say, is on folk art. There are a few people that consider themselves fine artists that will be there. We have a lot of local artists, but the emphasis is mostly on folk art and folk antiques. And all the people that are in the show have been invited to be in the show. It's not a situation where you can apply and have a space, but I do encourage people that are interested, they can submit their information, and then we look that over, and if it fits with the theme of the show and the focus of the show, then we find a new person.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's mostly, we have a lot of local artists, a lot of names that you'll probably recognize, and all of these people are the best of the best in what medium they do artistically, and also in what finds they collect in the antique business. Mm-hmm. So
how many total artists expect?
About 30.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's a lot to see, and you can spend the entire 5 hours looking at all that
you
stuff.
You can. Yeah. And it's fun because you get to engage and, you know, talk with the people. It's in a more intimate setting. You're not in a large hall somewhere where it's deafening, the sound and echoing. You can't hear anybody. It's a fun place to invite a friend or two and, you know, make a day of it. Come and see the show and have lunch and, you know, visit and maybe even do some wine tasting later if you have time.
Why not? Make a day of it.
Right.
So how did you get started in the folk art world? How long have you been an artist yourself and when did you start producing shows?
Well, I started, you know, how all art was always on my radar, even as a small child. My parents were antique collectors, and so I was exposed to, you know, antiques, and I used to try, my thing is to not look at an antique as for what it is, but what it could be. So I used to tinker and take some of the things that they would find and turn them into something that they normally wouldn't be used for. And so that's sort of what fostered my interest. Then I wanted to be, to go along with that, an archaeologist and uncover and find things. So what a better way than antiques and folk art, things from the past. So I guess I'm kind of like an urban archaeologist now. So that's sort of how I got started. I've been, involved in shows for like 20 years or so. I was one of the founding members of a Halloween show called Halloween and Vine. It actually started at our winery. You know, you pay your dues. You do lots of different shows all throughout the year. So I thought I would like to do something that was close to my heart and combine folk art and antiques.
And it turns out to be really quite interesting if you've not been to the fall event out at the winery or last year's holiday event, the different kinds of things people come up with, the creations that they make, as well as, you said, the antiques that they collect and then resell, you see unique things every time you turn your head or something like, look at that. I've never seen one of those before.
Well, everybody that comes to the show are – mainly one-of-a-kind artists,
yeah.
Because the people we do have a few people that create jewelry. It's all like found objects that they've made into jewelry, and you know you can only find sometimes one of one thing. So everything there is one-of-a-kind. Of course, the antiques, one-of-a-kind, and also the things that are presented that are handmade are also one-of-a-kind.
Do you think there's like an equal mix between people who are buying gifts for others and people who are buying things for themselves?
Well, being a woman, I think a lot of people buy a lot of stuff for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, when you buy this kind of folk art or antiques, it's usually for a family member or a friend because you know them well and you know what they would like. I think it's an equal mix. Some people buy, there's a lot of things that, for home decor too, that are good. So, I mean, it's a show for a lot of different areas. And I did want to mention the other thing that's special about the show is, we produce a wine every year for the show. And, I select an artist to create a unique collectible label that's only issued at this show. And you can also purchase it for maybe about a month or so after the show at the wine through the winery. And we will be having the wine there for you to taste. It's a 2016 Pinot Noir, estate bottled. And Dave Huddleston, a local artist, has created an amazing label. And it's a fun label. It's a label of celebration. So as we say, the winter holidays, you can use it for Thanksgiving. You can use it for Christmas and the label will work right on into New Year's. So it's fun to have a festive, fun wine on your table. Plus Pinot Noir is so versatile. It will go with anything that you would have.
Yeah.
in any of those meals. So
that's another great gift, too, and all the parties you have to go to and the dinners, get to go to. You bring along a bottle of wine. Here's something special. It's a seasonal bottle with a unique label.
Right, and the label can be signed because Dave will be in the show, and he will be there. Plus, you can purchase the wine there at the day of the show as well as taste it. And we have some wonderful chocolates that you can pair with it from Annette's Chocolates that will be there. When you enter, there's a $10 donation that we are supporting Lucky Penny Community Arts Center.
Yay!
And you get a tote with the logo, you get a logo glass, and you get the tasting to pair with the chocolate, as well as seeing wonderful art and antiques.
It's a heck of a good deal. I mean, for $10, you can amuse yourself for a couple of hours minimum and see amazing things and walk away with your free wine glass and your tasting and your tote bag. And I mean, you can't afford to stay home.
No.
Sue Bartolucci has been telling us about the American Folk Art Holiday Festival. Let's recap the time, the date, and the place.
Saturday, November 17th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Lucky Penny Community Arts Center, 1758 Industrial Way, Suite 208 in Napa. And if you want additional information, if you'd like to see a complete list of the artists that will be there and vendors, you can go to the website, which is www.AmericanFolkArtHolidayFestival.com, and it gives a complete list of the artists and vendors with a little sample picture of something that they might be bringing.
Fantastic. I know I'll be there.
Yes, you will.
I'm looking forward to it. Susan, thanks for coming in today to tell the folks about this, and I'm sure it'll be a big success.
Great. Hope I see everyone.
All righty.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
7:51, time for a break. We'll continue with the KVON Morning Show after these messages.
Mercedes-Benz of Fairfield, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. The very finest in cars, SUVs, vans, local staff, locally owned. You want to head in and get a car, you find Danny, he'll sell you a car. Todd's in charge of vans. Crystal will help you out in the boutique, my favorite spot to hang out. And Justin, of course, the head of all sales. All fantastic people, locals, locally owned. Our owner lives right here in the Napa Valley. And of course, Christmas is coming, and that means you could get in there now and get a mini Mercedes-Benz electric vehicle or maybe a sled. They have so much to offer and a brand new remodeled showroom like none you've ever seen before. Just 15 minutes across Jameson Canyon, hit Highway 80 North, jump off on Sassoon Parkway, and there you are. Head on in for a beautiful showroom full of beautiful people. It's Mercedes-Benz of Fairfield, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer.
The A&W in St. Helena is now serving fresh baked blueberry and cranberry orange scones for breakfast. Or try a signature buttermilk biscuit with sausage gravy or a half-pound breakfast burrito with a variety of hot or iced coffee drinks. Breakfast is served hot, fast, and fresh Monday through Friday, 6 to 11 a.m. and on Saturday and Sunday, 7 to 11 a.m. Stop by for a delicious quick breakfast only available at your local A&W in St. Helena.
Prices may vary. Tax extra.
We must all work together to be better prepared for wildfires. I'm Joe Segura, and I work in emergency communications at PG&E. As an additional precautionary safety step, PG&E is urging customers to sign up for alerts at pge.com/mywildfires.